Welcome to the Legacy Nashville Podcast. We are so grateful that you've taken the time out of your day or night to tune in. We pray that this message encourages you to love God, love people, and change the world. Now, let's get to the message.
All right, let's dive into what we are doing today. What we're doing today is a little unique. So as I mentioned, it is the final installment of the sermon series, Truth to Table. But instead of sermonizing today, what we're going to do is share a prophetic message. And I was expecting a little bit more excited about, amen. So we're going to share a prophetic message today. What we sense that the Holy Spirit is sharing with us, we feel that it is time to share with you guys. Now, it may feel a little bit random because we didn't announce in advance that we were going to do this. And I do want to say, we don't necessarily love random because we want everybody to be prepped and ready whenever we give messages like this. But we also want to be very responsive leaders and respond to what we sense the Holy Spirit is doing at the right time. It's one thing to have knowledge, you know, knowing what God is doing. It's another thing to have wisdom and understand when is the right time to deploy that knowledge. And we felt, you know what? No better time like the present. Palm Sunday, right before Easter, just entering into a brand new series. Let's release this prophetic message that we feel like the Holy Spirit's given us to prepare for our new season together as a church. So share with them some of the things that we've been sensing about this season.
So I don't know if you guys know this, but it's not actually that easy to not talk about all of you wonderful people when we are at home. Our role as pastors don't just stop.
Not badly.
When we,
by the way.
All good things, no, not talk about you. Maybe just reminisce, testify. Testify is a better word. But like our calling as pastors and leaders doesn't just unplug when we like leave this room and we go home. You know, we pray for you guys. We fight with you guys in prayer for the things that you're believing the Lord for. And we dialogue a lot in the car about what we feel like God is doing in our community and in our family. And so over the last probably, I would say 6 months, we've been saying this recurring phrase to each other, which it's not really a phrase, it's two letters, but it is re. And we kept saying, it feels like it's re-season. And, you know, we didn't do a Vision Sunday this year. We usually do, but we didn't sense that we had much to say at the beginning of the year, to be completely honest. Did you know that we receive vision? We don't just, you know, make it up as we go along. And we've been in this season of waiting to receive the vision, but over the last couple of months, it's become even more apparent to us that the Holy Spirit has been speaking to us about this re-season. We would say things like, we feel like, we talk in the car, we feel like we need a refresh, you know, or we feel like we might have some programs in our church that might need to be rebuilt. Maybe we missed a step on that thing. We might need to go back and redo something. We would say things like, oh, I think we need to recover that value that we used to have, that we need to re-implement into our community again. Or maybe we need to restart that ministry. It kind of became this theme for us, like it's re-season. And, you know, we don't know everything that applies to, but we feel this prompting from the Holy Spirit that we're starting to get revelation of what that means. And, if we feel like it's time to share that, it's re-season, you know?
It's a re-season.
It's a re-seasoning.
You said this morning, you know, every now and then you got to re-season the cast iron skillet.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were like, yes, man,
it's time.
This is deeper than we realized.
It's been used. It needs to be re-seasoned. And
right.
All the Southern mommies said, amen.
Amen. Yes. Amen. You know, one of the things that we've never really missed since 2019 was doing a big Vision Sunday to kick off the year. And we've done a big fast as well to kick off the year. And when we didn't do a Vision Sunday or a 21 days of prayer and fasting, there were a few folks that raised their hand and said, why are we not doing what we normally do? And every now and then, you just got to switch it up. You got to do something new. You got to do something different. And I said, you know, I don't want this year's 21 days of prayer and fasting to be all about me or to be all about us or to be all about individuals. I want this year to be marked sacrificially by Jesus and who Jesus is and what Jesus is doing. And so rather than us get together and fast and pray about how to make 2024 our best year ever, we want this to be a year where Jesus looks at his church and says, this is our best year ever as a church. And that's why we decided to practice Lent fasting this year rather than just an opening kickoff fast at the beginning. And then with Vision Sunday, you know, I was like, I want to say something. I just don't know what to say because we keep talking about and I don't think that's cooked enough. Yeah. You know, it ain't ready. It ain't ready to come out of the pot. You know, and so we were so encouraged by this classic verse on vision, Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 3. It says, for still the vision awaits its appointed time. For still the vision awaits its appointed time. Now, I don't know about you, but I can say for myself, there are times when I am waiting on vision and I'm like, Lord, still? What is happening here? Still? Really? Like we're still waiting on vision, but that's the nature of God vision. It hastens to the end. It will not lie. If it seems slow, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not delay. This is something that God reminded us in this season about vision. Vision does not get released on our timeline. Vision gets released whenever God says it is time. Vision waits for its time. Vision doesn't show up on our time, and sometimes it seems as though vision is slow because God doesn't operate on our timeline. So we may think it's slow, and God may be saying, you know what, it's right on time. Vision waits on its time. So wait for it. It's going to come on time. And so we've been trying to wait, and we've been trying to prepare for year 8 because that's coming up this year in September. And so we've been practicing our relaxing. So that's part of it. So if you know me, relaxing is not very easy. I don't like relaxing. And you know what else I don't like? I don't like waiting. I don't like waiting. But that's something that we've rekindled. See, it just flows. It just flows. It's just in us. It's just in there. It's organic. But we've had to wait. And Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31 is another verse of scripture we've been really encouraged by. And we pray it encourages you too. But they who, didn't say work, right? They who wait for the Lord, he shall, see that reword? He shall renew their strength. I know a lot of times we want renewal to come as a result of working. Sometimes it does. But what scripture teaches us is that renewal is a byproduct of waiting. And when you wait on God, you're not waiting on God for him to show up, church. You're waiting with him for him to speak. So we've been waiting on God. God, we know there's a renewal that is coming for our church family. There's a renewal that is coming for our culture. There's a renewal that is coming for our house. There's a renewal that is on its way, and we want to wait on it, but we also want to share at the right time, whenever you're asking us to share, because we need a renewal of strength. They shall mount up with wings like as of eagles. They shall run and not get weary. They shall walk and not faint. And the testimony that we have to share to you today, church, is that we feel renewed. We're testifying to personal renewal. Some of you guys know this because we've shared our story at conference. We talked about, we've gone as far as we can go in the form that we're in. We talked about resurrection, the need for renewal, the need for revival, the need for reset. You know, we talked about this at the conference, and I can say today that I feel like there's that reemerging of life and vibrancy in the spirit for us. And so we want to testify to that because 2023 was a tough year for us. But in 2024, we're stepping into this season and we're saying, oh, it's a re-season. We're ready to soar. Like Isaiah 40, 31 says, we're ready to run. Like Isaiah 40, 31 says, we're ready to walk into what's next. Like Isaiah 40, 31 says. And so now that we are soaring, we thought we'd get to scheduling a Vision Sunday with you. So we're gonna have a Vision Sunday.
We're not just going to have a vision Sunday, actually. Not today. You're like, surprise, I'm new here. Ah, okay. If you are new here, welcome to the family today. We're so glad that you're listening in to what God's doing in our community. It's so funny. You probably didn't show up here today on accident. The Holy Spirit draws us in at the right time on the right day. So I don't see it as a coincidence, but we're actually going to do a vision weekend this year. We've always classically done a conference in the fall time as a family. And this year we felt that we weren't supposed to do a conference. And there's been nothing sitting on our calendar in the fall time. And we just were like, all right, we're just leaving it open. God, what are you going to fill it with? And he's given us this strategy to do this vision weekend in the fall in celebration of our 8th birthday. We've classically always done vision at the first of the year. But the Lord's so smart and he has plans that are better than ours. And he's shifted us to do it in alignment with our birthday this year. So we're going to do a vision weekend. And the reason we're telling you this far in advance is because we really want you to be there.
Yes.
We really want you to feel included and feel a part of this. On Friday, September the 6th, we're going to kick off the weekend with like a big birthday celebration. And we're going to celebrate everything that God did through this family in year 7. We're going to testify to all the salvations, testify to all the breakthrough, testify to all of the increase that God brought our way. And so we're going to celebrate that. Actually, it's Lyle's 40th birthday on the 5th.
Don't tell people that. You know, I want them to think I'm perpetually 29.
Okay, cool. His 10th anniversary of being 30. Okay.
Yes.
So that's what's happening.
Yes. Although all the older people, and when I say older, I mean past 90, obviously.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I don't want to insinuate anything, but they love that I'm turning 40. They're like that's
finally,
right.
You're
my
grown
pastor,
up.
I can finally brag on his maturity. Just kidding.
So we're going to, on that day, we're going to celebrate. And then on Saturday, we want to invite you to be a part of a family brunch where we're going to roll out all of the things that we feel are important for our next season as a church, prayerfully re-articulating everything that we see as important. That's what we're going to do on that Saturday. If you consider yourself to be a family member here, you don't want to miss that Saturday. And then on Sunday, we are going to celebrate the forward, the future of what God's going to do in our 8th year on Sunday. So we're going to celebrate all weekend long. We want you to be a part of everything. We don't know where it's going to happen yet. We are far too big to fit all in this room together, but we're going to prayerfully determine together as a team where we're going to do that. But our hope is to be all together and really celebrate everything that God's done in our midst and everything he's going to do in our 8th year.
Absolutely. I don't know about you guys, but I'm going to be there. Anybody else, you're like, yeah, I'm gonna show up
definitely
for that.
Definitely going to be there
I'm gonna
for
show
that.
Up for that.
Yeah.
Come on. Even
yeah,
for the family
putting
brunch.
It on the calendar.
Come on, family brunch. It's my birthday, so I get to pick the menu.
Ooh.
Chicken and waffles.
Let's do it.
Guaranteed.
We're doing
guaranteed. I'm bringing my memo in to
Let's
fry chicken.
It. She would probably do it.
She probably would do it. Annette would do that for me.
Yeah, she'd be there.
So refresh, reset, revision, recover, all those rewords. We feel like this is a necessity because our church, whether you know it or not, maybe you're new, we've grown quickly. Like if you've not been here for very long, you probably don't realize how quickly our church has grown. And that's been a very interesting experience for us because if you know anything about our story, we are the self-proclaimed most unorthodox church planters that we know of.
Red, most inexperienced church planters.
That's what you should hear when you hear that. I mean, we were just with Banning Leibscher at Jesus Culture and he's like, no, you are the most unorthodox church planters that I know. Because when we met him, he was trying to talk us into planting a church. And then 3 years later, we planted a church. So it was like very short window of time, right? No, it was a long time. Like a lot of people don't know this, but we started ministry in the city in 2011 when I moved here. But it wasn't until 2016 that we actually planted a church. That's crazy. Every church planter I know plants in like 6 to 9 months. Like 12 to 18 is the longest timeline. It took us 5 years. Because we were like, we're not sure we want to do this. This is overwhelming. This is crazy. But then we put down roots. We planted our church. And I want to give you guys a little bit of a recap of what has happened over the last 7 years. Okay? It's another reword, by the way. So in January of 2016, we planted Legacy Nashville with 80 people. Now today, if you go to a church planting school they would tell you that's the wrong way to plant, all right? You don't plant with 80, you have at least 100, maybe 250, but 80 is no bueno, right? But we planted with 80, and then we launched Legacy Nashville and held our first ever Sunday a.m. service at 10 a.m. as a church over at 900 Gallatin Avenue. How many of you were in church with us at 900 Gallatin Avenue ever? You see this? It's like 6, 7, 8. I see that hand. Like 8 people, okay? There's not very many. I see you, Melanie. Our best friends, Matt and Brooke, I know that they were a part of that as well. Sean and Sarah, they were a part of that day as well. There's a lot of people who have been here for a while. But we started and we so graciously received a ginormous blessing from House of Blessing. They lived up to their name. Because on the first Sunday morning that we planted, they gave us a quit claim deed to their facility, and we received 900 Gallatin as a gift on our very first day as a church. Isn't that awesome? Really awesome. And then in November of 2019, 3 years later, we purchased this facility, 901 Delbrook. And then in February of 2021, that's how long it took to clean it up. It was in that bad of a shape. We still got things we need to fix. But 2/21, we held our first services at 901 Delbrook. 3/21, we launched a second service at 901 Delbrook. 8/21, we launched Legacy Academy as a homeschool co-op with 9 students. Who would dare do that after just 4 years as a church? It me. 8/22, a year later, we launched LSM, Legacy School of Ministry, with 30 students. January 2023, we launched the third service here, and we announced that we'd begin searching for what we've called the Jerusalem Hub or the Dream Home, which is really just enough space to accommodate the vision that God has for the house, including our church, including our schools, including an opportunity to feed the hungry and send out missionaries and receive missionaries and everything that's embedded in our vision. 8/23, Legacy Academy became a private Christian school. Mr. Garcia, how many students do we have right now? 55 students at our Christian private school that meets right here 5 days a week at 901 Delbrook Lane. Who does that? We do. We launched LSM 2 around the exact same time. LSM 1 was so good, we said, you know what, we got to add a second year. We're just going to keep them around. That's what we're going to do. And so we are in this re-season now, and we want you to know we're still actively looking for a new space. We want you to know that, and we are closer than we've ever been. We have looked at multiple properties. We're doing everything that we can, but I'm sure y'all know I ain't telling you nothing new, that if you are new in Nashville, you know that it's expensive to live in this city. But by faith in Jesus' name, we are believing for the dream home. And our goal, we want you to pray with us. Our goal is that we would have something really fun to announce on Vision Weekend. So you don't want to miss those chicken and waffles. So just to give you some statistics of how our church has faithfully grown in less than 8 years, we've grown numerically by 1,462% in less than 8 years. Our annual income has grown by 1,233% in less than 8 years. Our property assets have grown by 1,100% in less than 8 years. If I'm reading these statistics to you and you are a business, you are like, how did you do that? Please host a mastermind on scaling. Well, we haven't really known what we are doing, to be honest with you. And we still really don't know all of what we are doing, to be honest with you, which is why we can testify this morning, church, that all of this has happened by the grace of Jesus Christ. It's not been by might. It's not been by strength. It's not been by strategic planning. You know, according to the mind of men, it has come as a result of the grace of Jesus. No formal sending church, no church planning network, no fundraisers, no capital campaigns to this day, no formal education, not really something to brag about, but I'll admit it, no church planting experience,
we'll get
there. And here we are in 7 years by the grace of God.
Absolutely amazing. I think that we can testify to all of you guys, and you guys can testify back to us. We have all done our best to hold our hands open, receive vision from the Lord, and then just build what we see him pouring out. And oftentimes we've built fast, we've built on the fly. Sometimes it's felt like we're a train in motion, but we're trying to still put the doors on. It's kind of felt like that at times. We've never taken any like planned breaks. We've never like hit pause for super long to even assess, okay, what's happening in our environment? Look at each of you in the eyes and say, are you okay? Are you doing okay? Are we all in this together still? Do you feel like you're contributing? You feel like you're playing your part? We've not done that. And
that's my fault. I want to say that. Not Allison's, because she's always the one trying to get me to say, hey, we need to pause. We need to reflect. We need to refresh. We need to go to Disney World.
Yes.
You know, I mean, she does say that, y'all.
Yeah, I do say that quite often.
And sometimes I give in. But usually I'm like, no, let's build, let's go, let's move fast, let's go for it.
Because we've been super faithful.
Yeah. I'm more of like an shoot than aim type of person.
For
right?
sure.
Like I have Speed Racer tattooed on my arm. And that's because I like to go fast.
Yes.
Right?
Exactly.
It's true. If you ain't first, you're last. And other things, you know, that the Bible says. Hold on, wait, what? The Bible doesn't say
so
that.
Biblical.
But, so what... point of what we're trying to express today is that we're realizing we're giving birth to more than we can manage.
Yeah, for sure.
And I think one of the tendencies of an apostolic, anointed, visionary leader like Allison.
Yes, thanks.
Is that happens. And I think it happens in business for all you entrepreneurs in here. Yeah. Is like we have this tendency to give birth to more than we can steward.
Mm-hmm.
You know, man, let's go, let's go, let's go. And the testimony of all of this is we have not built anything that God didn't put in our hearts as
Absolutely.
His vision. Because sometimes when you have success, you can start building things that are not in your vision.
Exactly.
We haven't done that, and I think that's a testimony. We've built nothing that's not in God's vision for our house, but what we're recognizing is that we've built so fast
right.
that we might need to slow down
a bit
and take some inventory and make some changes. And so share some more about what God's been speaking to us.
Yeah, we've kind of had these phrases bubble up in our spirit over the last several weeks. We shared this with our staff team, and I want to declare them over you guys, if that's okay. Because these are the things that we're saying in this season, hey, we want this mindset to mark us. So we've been saying things like, fatigue cannot become burnout. Yes. Individual responsibilities cannot become divisions. Opportunities cannot become distractions. Blessings cannot become waste. Families cannot become burdens. Children cannot be overlooked. Souls cannot become something we give up on from exhaustion of doing 3 services and volunteering 100 billion hours. And waiting in prayer can't be something that becomes uncomfortable. Peace cannot become a foregone conclusion. Rest must be prioritized. Fun must be valued. Contributions, yours, need to be celebrated.
Right.
Recalibration has to be allowed. And so here's what we're certain of in this season. What got us here will not get us there.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right.
So rather than push a lot in this next couple of months, we feel like it's time to pause a little bit. And in the wise words of Vanilla Ice, we're going to stop, collaborate, and listen.
My God, that's...
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, so we're going to rest, recover, rethink, reset the whole thing, the mm-hmm. It's re-season. That's what we've been sensing. It's re-season.
It's re-season. It's re-season time. And so one of the things I want to do, and I'm going to jump ahead a little bit and kind of come back. So just interrupt me if you have something you want to contribute. But I just want to run through kind of where we're at as a church, what we're sensing, what we're feeling, and then give you a little prophetic significance about what we're stepping into, all right? So in this season, this re-season where we're talking about resetting, refresh, and recovering, we feel like this is really important to do in year 7 because if you look at the biblical significance of the year 7, that's exactly what God did on the 7th day. There was rest. There was a resetting. There was a refreshing. There was a recovering. And so we want to let that spirit mark our pace as a church for the rest of 7 as we prepare for 8. So we are in 7 right now, and we are preparing for 8, all right? So by saying we are in seven, we are in a refreshing season. How many of you guys remember the scripture, times of refreshing come from the Lord? And that's what we're contending for right now, is a time of refreshing that would come not from people, that would come not from our agendas or ideas, but refreshing that would flow from the mountain of God right here, out right here at his church, and that we would receive that in this season of resting to prepare for eight. And I'll get into the prophetic significance of the number eight in just a moment. But eight is a season of resurrection. Eight is a season of new beginnings. Eight is a season, one of the words, infinity. You know, you turn the number eight to its side, infinity. It's like you have an eternal mindset. There's something shifting for us in eight. But as rest will mark this season, one of the things we want to say is we're not going to add anything new in this season. I know, which seems wild considering all the things that we just told you we've added over the last 7 years. You're like, what? No new things? No new things. We're just going to keep it consistent. We're going to move at the pace of grace, and we're going to focus on three major things. Number one is going to be Sunday. Number two is going to be dinner parties. And number three is going to be First Friday prayer. Those are the three things we want everybody who considers themselves to be a member of Legacy Nashville to be a part of. Because right now we're doing less in order to do more in the future. And so that's really the goal. Now, one of the things about refreshing and recovering, one of the bullet points says we don't want opportunities to become distractions. You know, I have had more opportunities in the first quarter of this year to preach in other churches, and we're super grateful for that, than I have in the last several years. And what I'm aware of is it's actually for a few folks who've been a part of the church for a while, because they've come and asked me, like, yo, are you trying to travel more? And I'm like, not really. I'm just trying to follow favor and step through open doors that God invites me into. But as we've been praying into this, we've decided to close my speaking books for the rest of the year. So I'm going to let my yes be yes, and I will honor the churches that have asked me, that have me on their calendar, and they're preparing, you know, to have me there, which is not a ton. I think it's one or two other Sundays the rest of the year. But the books are closed. I'm not even traveling anymore. If anybody asks me, it's just a no. And the reason for that is because we want to heed the word and the will of God over our house to rest, refresh, and recover. So with that being said, you can maybe share a little bit about the refreshing portion. Like, when it comes to Vision Sunday, some of the things that we're going to focus on refreshing.
So as we, you know, sat with the Holy Spirit, sat with the Lord and said, okay, what does it mean to refresh in this season? We felt it was so clear that there were several things that he wanted us to focus our effort on refreshing. Mm-hmm. So we want to share with you our commitment in this season of rest and refreshing, the things that we're going to be focusing on as, you know, Lyle and I, as the leaders here at Legacy Nashville, our team. That's going to be things like our culture.
That's right.
You know, refreshing our culture, making sure that the things we are shouting is what heaven is shouting over us and that we're in alignment with that.
That's right. That's right.
Two is refreshing our leadership culture, making sure that our leaders feel strong and resourced, not just the paid staff, but all of you who are serving, servant leaders here, feel connected to what you're giving your time and your energy to. Maybe refreshing our ministry to families. We want to do a better job serving you guys with kids. That's a big deal to us in this season. Refreshing our discipleship processes, helping you take your next step in God, making sure you don't feel stuck where you're at, but you feel an invitation into what's next. Our goal here in this next season is to examine every layer. You know, Lyle told me about it. That's the eel method. Anybody builders or do foundations? Not me, but
I think it's coal miners.
Coal miners.
I stole it from the Kentuckians.
Cool. Coal miners do this. Any coal miners in the room? Just kidding.
I don't think there is.
But
they would be working right now.
That's true. But examining every layer and making sure that the foundation can withhold everything that the Lord wants to pour out in this next season.
Mm-hmm.
I want to build a wineskin that holds everything he wants to pour out. No leaks, no cracks.
That's right.
And that's the purpose of resting, recovering, refreshing.
Refreshing, resetting.
Yep.
And we feel the need for that, because right now, I think that just as I said, we've given birth to more than we can manage. And one of the things we want to do is we don't want to give birth to anything in the flesh, because we know we got to steward that in the flesh. We want everything that God births here to come forth by the Spirit so that we can co-labor with the Holy Spirit. And so let that be a word for you too in your own life. Don't give birth to things by the flesh or else you're going to have to steward those in your flesh, in your own strength. Give birth to things by the Spirit as the Spirit of God breathes through you and produces life in you. And so one of the things that we're going to do is we're actually going to return to a previous service format of a 9 and an 11 service format. Now, that sounds crazy to all of you right now because we have three services and it is packed in here. But here's what we have realized, and this is a little bit of a challenge, especially for those who are, of you who are leaders in here and those who call this place home, is that our culture cannot sustain our system. It can't. Our culture cannot currently sustain our system. Our church has grown quicker than our culture has grown. Our church has grown quicker than our leadership has grown. Our church has grown quicker than our ministry to children. Our church has grown quicker than our ability to disciple people. And that's the reason why we're saying, look, we're not going to value numerical growth over the growth of the individual that's a part of our church. We want to make sure that you guys are sustained, that you're healthy, that you're doing more than making decisions to say, that's my home church, that you're actively being discipled and you are growing in maturity and you're participating. And we're not having, you know, a space just for, this is not about the 10, but, you know, nominal Christianity, you know, where people come in and they just consume and they don't contribute. And they're like, hey, I don't want to be a real Christian. I just want to pay you to do my Christian life for me. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and no one's doing that in here. It's the 11:30. You know, it's the last service. Those are the people who do that. JK, y'all. But the point is that if you go through the team entrance, you'll see a little lit up sign that says God's presence and God's people. These are two things that we valued from the beginning. And we feel like the structure that we have currently with the three service format at 8:30, 10, and 11:30 is not allowing us to celebrate and to fortify those two values as well as we want. And we've always been a church that's been built on the presence of God. And at an 8:30, 10, and 11:30, there are times in which we really don't have enough time. We kind of have to fight with the clock a little bit, like we're fighting right now. Because we know, man, in order to serve God's people, which is the value that we have, in order to serve God's people, we're going to have to ensure that the structure and the system allows for us to reach and to minister to all the people that he's calling into this presence people community. And so one of the things we want to do in this reset season is we want to expand the service times just a little bit. It won't be a ton, but just a little bit, because we want to worship more. Because we don't want to lose out on a value that's so obvious and evident that Jesus wants in this place, which is that we are presence people. So that's something that's really important to us. But we're not only a presence people, we're a people people. And I think that our value for presence, despite any waning that some may sense in this last season, our value for people has never been what it needs to be. And I know that sounds challenging, but it's true. Because we're far too dependent on LSM for volunteers. All the LSM people are like, yeah, amen. It breaks my heart to say, man, we have 1,250, 1,300 people who are a part of our church, and we have to close down a kid's classroom today because we don't have enough servant leaders. That's heartbreaking. That should never be the case. But it is the case because our culture is not strong enough to sustain the system of the growth that we've had as a church. So that's why we're going to go back and we're going to refresh the culture, our leadership, the things that I preach and teach and talk about. And we're going to reimagine, you know, what this church must be as we move into the future to hold all of the growth that God wants to give us. So we're letting you guys know that we're doing that. And we want you to be encouraged. And here's why. Because as we move into the year eight is a number of resurrection all throughout the scripture. Did you guys know that we're celebrating Palm Sunday today, right? Palm Sunday. Well, the Saturday before Palm Sunday, which would have been 8 days before Easter, would have been the day that Jesus came into Bethany and resurrected Lazarus from the dead. Remember, the number 8 is a number for resurrection in the Bible. So 8 days prior to Easter, Jesus is doing Jesus things, and he is resurrecting the dead, Lazarus, right? The eighth day before he himself was resurrected. Now, you may be fascinated to learn that there were eight appearances of Christ after he resurrected in the New Testament, and there are eight resurrections in the Bible. The number eight is the number of new beginnings, infinity, and resurrection. And so what we are believing for in the eighth year of our church, as we get a little respite, is we're going to step into this next season, and it's going to be a season of revival. It's going to be a season of resuscitation. It's going to be a season of resurrection. And if you, I was going to say, if you're familiar with the Latin phrase, but I don't know that I was before this week, but resurrection means to rise up again, to rise up again. And I think that's what we're stepping into. And God's made it so clear that this is what he's speaking as we were preparing and kind of writing this message out. Allison said, oh, I see the title of the message is eight. It's so great because we're talking about eight. I said, oh, no, it's just the eighth message I've written this year. So, like, that's prophetic.
Yep.
And then some of you guys know this because you know our boy, Isaiah Triumph. He was actually born on Palm Sunday. And that's why we named him Triumph, because we named him after the triumphal entry. We didn't have that name picked out till we were in the hospital.
Nope. Yeah.
We're like, we know it's Isaiah, but we're waiting on the name. Still waiting? You know, so the nurse is in there like, what's his middle name?
Yeah.
Ask the Lord. We're waiting.
It took us like a full, like almost 48 hours for them to be like, okay, seriously, you can't take this baby.
Triumph.
What's his name?
Yeah. It's Triumph because he's born on Palm Sunday after the triumphal entry. This is Triumph. Yeah. And the reason I bring that up is because, you know, today we get to reflect and remember that our son was born on this day, Isaiah Triumph, and that was 8 years ago. Today. So we realize, man, God is speaking something about this. He's speaking something about this. And eight is a significant number in scripture, just like 6, 7, 40. Eight is a significant number as well. And we don't normally talk about numerology and, you know, on Sunday, because prophetic people can kind of get a little bit weird sometimes and misinterpret scripture. But you can't be a serious student of the Bible and ignore biblical numerology. God loves numbers. He does. He wrote a whole book about it. It's called Numbers. So this eighth number is going to be significant for us. And even though it may feel like a little bit of a respite, and it's going to be packed. It's going to be packed. We're looking at renovating.
Yep.
Renovating. Man, the
re-words. You're going to see it everywhere now.
We're looking at doing a renovation in the mezzanine. We may put some people on stage if we have to over here. We're going to pack this space in. We're going to figure out how we can get more chairs in here.
Yep.
But you know what? That's going to revitalize the momentum. Because right now, I think that there's a lot of folks who are tired, and it's time for a revitalization of momentum.
Yep.
And so we plan to launch a third again.
Yep.
In the fall.
Yep.
after the eighth. But that's where we're at today. So that's the prophetic message that we have for you today.
Yes.
You want to pray?
I would love to. Let's stand. We're going to pray. If you feel comfortable, could you just lift your hands with me as we pray today? I want to say yes to everything that God's pouring out here. Yes, Jesus. Yes. We say yes to everything you're speaking to us in this season. God, if we have grown weary in doing well, Lord, would you renew our faith again in everything that you've spoken to us? God, we declare that the latter will be greater than the former. God, that you're going to pour out something fresh and
that's
something
right.
new.
That's
God,
right. That's
you're
that's
pouring
right.
out renewal in this season. And Lord, we receive a refreshing. So God, we say yes to everything you're doing in this family. God, I speak by faith that you would expand the space in this room. God, that you would do what you did with food and you would multiply space here, God, as we host the family of God. Lord, teach us how to love people like you do. God, teach us how to serve people like you do. Lord, we want to love everything that you love. We want to love the lost, God, and we want to make space for every person that you're calling home in this season. So Lord, teach us how to do it well. Refresh us, renew us, and let us step into our eighth year with boldness and faith in the name of Jesus. And everyone said, amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. So I just realized I didn't mention this. It'll be the Sunday after Easter that we go back. We return to the 9 and 11. So we're going to try to do everything that we can to host everybody well, but there'll be a little bit more parking lot time.
Yep.
So that'll be good. But until then, get ready for an amazing Easter weekend next weekend, y'all. Hey, find a few people around you. Give them a hug. Give them a high five. If you do need ministry or prayer time, come on up to the front. We got some people ready to serve you up here. Pray for you. Bless you. We love you, Legacy.
Thanks for tuning into the Legacy Nashville podcast. If you'd like to support the ministry, you can do so at legacynashville.org/give. If you're listening on iTunes, log into the store and give us a good rating and review. This helps our podcast reach new people with the good news of Jesus Christ. Until next week, love God, love people, and go change the world.